This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Governor Jared Polis's bill signing tour continues. The latest set of new laws includes measures to support Colorado's emergency medical services and response to homelessness. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Ambulance services now have to be reimbursed if they treat patients without transporting them. Previously, they were only compensated if they took a patient to a hospital. The new law also requires reimbursements when they take patients to behavioral health clinics or if they use telehealth services during an emergency call. Supporters say the changes will create much-needed funding for Colorado's ambulances and cut down on expensive hospital visits. Another new law lets local governments form regional groups with each other to share resources and expertise to reduce homelessness. It also directs officials to come up with a plan for a statewide homelessness strategy. Advocates have long said more regional collaboration and state leadership is needed to effectively address the issue.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Two paramedics who were convicted in the death of Elijah McClain could get new trials. The first responders were guilty of negligent homicide in the death of the unarmed black man in 2019 after they forcibly administered him ketamine. Today, the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled that the two Aurora paramedics should receive the new trials. That's because past jurors didn't get proper instructions surrounding standard of care by the Adams County judge. The state attorney general's office prosecuted the case and said they'll appeal to the state Supreme Court. This is CPR News.